And now this is a dictation for Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, Barrows, B-A-R-R-O-W-S, February 23, 44. Addresses a letter to Dr. Russell Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, a follow-up for Nancy, comes accompanied with husband for ANCA positive vasculitis and an acute renal failure. Last visit in April. We are keeping her on Rituxan, R-I-T-U-X-A-N, in a six-month period. With the last dose, around June or July, complaining of feeling tired on activity, some insomnia, no reported gastrointestinal or urinary symptoms, no fominess, cloudiness of blood, presently no major edema, no chest pain palpitation, no chest pain palpitation, orthopnea PND. I will highlight on medications the Norvasc. And Rituxan. Present weight 122, blood pressure 149.76 by nurse. I repeated 140 over 70. Lungs are clear, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, no edema. She has prior fall fracture and uses a cane because of the hip problem. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistry is November. Creatinine, one of her best. Before, 2 years ago, treatment of vasculitis, creatinine was 2.1, 2.3, presently 1.16, representing a GFR of 48, stage 3. Electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia 10.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. ANCA positive vasculitis with prior acute renal failure, responding well to Rituxan. CKD improved, presently stage 3 stable without symptoms. As indicated above, all chemistries are stable. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. We will update serology for anti-myeloperoxidase in January to decide about the next dose. Usually, vasculitis is treated for about 2 years, which we are around that time. Always the concern for side effects of the medication, including immunosuppressants and infection. Continue pressing blood pressure medications. Recently have seen endocrinology. There is evidence of osteoporosis, prior use of bisphosphonates. Discontinue after 2 years. I will not be surprised if Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A, will be provided. Otherwise, PTH mild elevated from secondary hyperparathyroidism from kidney disease. Calcium in the urine was not elevated, and vitamin D was normal. All questions answered. End of dictation.